Hey, everybody. I need to take a moment out of this podcast just to talk to you just briefly about Anchor. Anchor is the platform that I use to make this podcast, and I have to tell you that it is a game changer. I was really nervous about how to find the time to record my podcast and to get it out to the world, and Anchor made it such an easy process. Everything is in one place. You just sign up. It distributes everything to all of the different platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of those. And literally all you need to do is record and edit just straight from the platform. It is a game changer because it's so easy. Check it out today by downloading the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I highly recommend it. It's what I use, and it has been a game changer for myself and for other people who are listening to my podcast. So go check it out.
Welcome to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. This podcast is for entrepreneurs, service-based business owners, and consultants who are ready to create, launch, and sell their expertise through the creation of profitable online courses. The real question is this: how do you package your message in a way that creates a scalable business for you and creates a bigger impact in the lives of your customers? This podcast will answer that question. Join me as we explore key tips and concepts to build a strong foundation to your online course business. We will look at the why and the how of the course creation framework. While sales and marketing your offer are critical, you also need to be able to sell something of value and substance. That's where the course creation framework comes in. This podcast is not for everyone. This is for people who want to get real results. We value the customer and learning experience. We are passionate about the transformation our customers will get and want to create an empire of raving clients and fans. We also believe that building an online course can be fun, creative, and profitable. So tune in every day for inspiration and practical tips to grow your business through profitable online courses. Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's podcast. Excited to be here and speak with you today. On today's episode, what I want to talk about is how you are showing up when you create a course to really be able to leverage your impact and income. And that is in the statement of this course that you're creating is not for you. It's not to show everybody how much you know. It's not to be able to take all of your expertise and put it in one place where somebody can consume it. It's not about even you creating something that you love to talk about on an ongoing basis, right? All of these things are important for you to really be motivated and excited and show up in the way that makes you the expert, makes you somebody that people want to follow. But that's really not why or how you should be creating your course. And let me tell you why. One of the most critical things that you need to consider when you're creating a course that's really going to make a huge difference and make you it actually will be the difference between you being successful in your online course business or just creating something that sort of just scrapes by. And that is if you can focus what you're teaching on the right person and you take the focus off yourself as the expert imparting knowledge onto somebody else and you focus on that learner and what that learner needs to be able to do to be successful. Let me repeat that. You need to focus on your learner and what they need in order to be successful, not on what you know and how much you can teach them, but what is it that they need in order to be successful at doing whatever it is you're trying to teach them. And this is super critical for your success. So often when people are creating their first course is that it's, okay, well, so I'm an expert at this topic and I'm really interested in teaching people about this topic. And so what they do is they start writing out an outline of everything they know about that topic and everything about that particular expertise, which is great. That's not a bad place to start when you're trying to consider what it is that you're going to be teaching. Okay, that's fine. If it helps you to sort of do a laundry list of all of the topics within your expertise that you want to teach, that's great. If you want to start looking at those and put them into categories or buckets that make sense, that's also great. But a lot of times that's how people stop, is they say, okay, great. I have my whole laundry list of things that I want to teach, that I'm an expert on, that I really can help somebody learn that they haven't been able to learn up until this point. I apologize. There is a dog in the background that I'm recording from home and all of my children are gone. So I think it's always going to be quiet. And then all of a sudden I have a possessed dog that is going nuts because I'm talking, of course. So we will just ignore Daisy the dog right now as she destroys my entire office. Sorry, she's very distracting. So anyway, so that's where a lot of people stop, is they say, okay, I have my outline. I have all of these topics that I want to teach. So I'm just going to go ahead and teach these topics and do that until I've, you know, exhausted everything that I know. And hopefully by, you know, giving them everything that I know, they're going to be able to apply and be successful at what I'm trying to teach them. And so the next step, however, is to turn it and say, okay, so that's what I know. That's how my expertise shows up and all of the value that I can provide to someone with these topics that I have a deep knowledge on. Now I need to take a step back and I need to look at the learner and I need to consider the learner's journey in what they need, what are the steps that they need to take in order to get to the result that you're trying to teach them. And so you have to look at where they are today and where they're going to be as a result of what you're teaching them, right? So start with the result and say, okay, so after they've learned what I'm teaching them, what are they going to be able to do? What is that new world, that new view, that new mindset, that new thing? What is that thing that they're going to be able to do? How are they going to be more successful when they have completed the training or the course versus before they've started? And then what you want to do is map that journey. What are the steps that learner needs to take in order to start where they're just not really, they don't know how to get there. They don't know how to answer the question. They don't know how to solve the problem to being successful as a result of what you're teaching. And what are the steps that they need to take along the way? And then and only then, once you've done that, can you apply the outline that you came up earlier of all of the wonderful things that you know to the steps that they need to be successful. And then, so you map that to the steps and you say, okay, so this, you know, topic maps with this step. Great. So then you put that information in there and then you think about how you're going to teach that particular step with as much action and practice as possible so that person can really get to that next place on their journey by going through that step. And then really honestly, she's never this obnoxious. So she's just doing it for this podcast. So welcome. You get to meet my dog, Daisy. So then you do that for the steps. So what's going to happen is there's going to be specific areas in that outline that aren't going to fit in those steps. And you know what? That means it's not supposed to be in this course that you're teaching on this particular topic. So maybe you pull it out and it becomes a bonus, or it becomes another course. It becomes like level two, or it becomes something that's a little bit different because it's not, it just doesn't fit in their particular journey. So it's super important to, before you actually go and build your course, to really think about the learner and how you're mapping out their journey, and then stop when you map out the steps that they need to be successful. Don't just keep throwing stuff in there because you know about it or you're an expert on that particular thing. There's a time and a place for all of that. It may just not be in your core content, and that's totally fine. Put it somewhere else. Make sure you include it, add it for something else, save it for your next course, whatever. But that's really going to help you get the results and those testimonials that you're going to get from your students who are having tons of success is because you mapped out their journey ahead of time. So you know at the end, if they do what you've asked them to do in the course, that they're going to be successful. And then you feel confident that you can guarantee that. You can get the testimonials because you know you're going to get them results because you're giving them that fastest path to mastery to get to that result. So it's super critical that you think about that. Along these same lines, the other thing to think about is, and this is definitely related, is when you choose your topic, don't try and tackle the world, right? Don't try and throw everything in there. I look at so many courses and it's like, I'm going to help business owners be more successful. And then it's like 45 modules later, they just go, I can't, there's too much, right? So they just don't even try because they can't get through 45 modules. And if it takes 45 modules in order to be successful, well, forget it's too hard, right? So you really have to consider what are the essentials to get somebody to that fastest path to mastery and get those results on that particular thing that you're asking them to do in order to be more successful. So if you're helping somebody grow a business, don't go from, you know, what kind of business are you going to be in to, you know, how to do LinkedIn ads and, you know, like too much, right? Break those off into separate courses or separate parts of a curriculum that help somebody have success along the way. And don't try and eat that elephant, right? You have to be able to break it off into smaller pieces so people can feel successful. So hopefully this serves you. It's really important that, you know, you validate all the things that you know. And jot those all down. That's awesome. But then don't stop there. Take the next step and think about your learner and the path that they need to be successful and that result. Just because you're passionate about something doesn't mean it should automatically go in there, especially if it's sort of a one-off, nice to have, or something that's not on that critical path to success. So add comments below. Would love to hear your feedback about this particular topic. It's a big one. There's a lot to it. But I really encourage you to think through this. Not only is it going to help your learner, but it's going to help you not get so overwhelmed with what you're trying to build. Because if you try and build it all at one time, you're going to overwhelm yourself almost as much as you're going to overwhelm your learner. And so pick something that allows that learner to get that point of success. And don't worry, like you can get them to that result or that success and then ascend them up your value ladder to that next point of success, right? People have to have success in steps, in parts and pieces. You're not going to just eat that elephant in one sitting. You're going to have to, you know, piece it up into different chunks, right? It's the same thing. Think about it from that perspective and don't try and do too much at one time. Really focus on that learner and what they need to get in terms of results. So have a great day and we will talk again tomorrow.
Hey everybody, are you a business owner ready to streamline and scale your business? Imagine solving the biggest business challenges with clarity, a strategy, and a clear plan. Hey, I'm Tara Bryan, and I want to invite you to take the first step towards transforming your business with a free 30-minute discovery call. This call is an opportunity to discuss your goals, identify key challenges, and learn how my mentorship program can help you achieve the success you're aiming for. In just a half hour, we'll explore how you can scale your business by enhancing your authority strategy, engagement strategy, and retention strategy. You'll get personalized advice and a clear path forward. Ready to take the first step? Click on the link below that's in the show notes to book your free discovery call now. I hope to talk to you soon.